I don't care.
Who cares?
I don't care.
I don't care.
We don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Welcome to the podcast that nobody cares about, full of news that nobody gives a damn about. This is the
Who Cares
News for Thursday, August 18th, 2016. And now, here's your hosts, Van Kemp and Morgan. Dun, 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 dun. Hey, good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi. Yes, hello.
I was just, you know, doing my God Save the Queen thing.
Does the Queen need saving today?
No, I just thought I'd do that because it's Thursday. Why don't we start calling Thursday Queen Day around here?
Every day is a you day, John.
No, not me. The Queen of England.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Because we can?
We can do anything we want.
This is true.
We can make crap up, and we usually do. It's time for the hashtag Who Cares News. What's going on?
Hashtag.
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 The producers of Fixer Upper.
Fixer Upper, my favorite show.
Y'all ready to see your Fixer Upper?
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah.
Well, they've discovered one facet of the show's production that they didn't count on originally.
Oh.
Their completed fixer-uppers
becoming
popular Airbnb rentals.
Oh, no. That's a thought. I never thought of that either.
Never thought either.
Wow. Because if you want to see these, you see these houses on TV, but if you want to experience them.
And make some money off of them.
Well, yeah.
And pay
for the owners,
yeah, well,
they can pay back Chip and Joanna, but for... us viewers, we could rent those houses and live in them for a night or two. Oh, that's awesome.
Or
I
even
like
rent
that
the master
idea.
Bedroom and get to use the kitchen.
I like that idea.
And it's probably cheaper than a night at their bed and breakfast.
No, I don't think so. I think their bed and breakfast is around the $500 mark. I would imagine these are very, very big rentals.
I saw some for about $195, and there's some as much as $1,200 a night.
$1,200 a night to stay in somebody's house at an Airbnb.
Yeah. Well, it's not just somebody's house. It's a somebody's house that's been done up by Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Yeah, okay.
That's different. A spokesperson for the show said, "We get it."
Yeah, sure.
"But we're going to be more strict with our contracts involving fixer-upper clients moving forward.
Oh.
We want to honor our national view and audience, and we want to do remodels for client homes. That's the true intent of our show. Mm. And we want to ensure that does not get lost in the new vacation rental trend."
I could see this like any reality show, because these shows are produced almost a year in advance.
Uh-huh.
And people wanting to rent their place out immediately after they're done with production. But then nobody's seen these shows on TV, so I can see where the producers want to put that little clause in their contracts. You can't rent this out until the show airs its original run.
I'm going to go look and see who's renting their houses on Airbnb.
Let's go to Waco. Let's do a whole week down there at the Silos. Come on now.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool. Let's do it in the fall when there's no tornadoes and there's no hot weather. There's no snow. Speaking of Airbnb, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are trying to land a free $30 million apartment in Manhattan through the service after Kylie and Kendall Jenner recently got a free villa rental in Turks and posed for endless bikini shots to maximize the publicity for the Caribbean crib. Airbnb is now trying to negotiate a luxury New York penthouse for Kimye for a few months this fall. Kanye wants to be there for the Fashion Week. The plan would be for Kimye to live there for a few months for free, and Kim will post on social media about the apartment in exchange for the free publicity to her millions of followers. And Airbnb wants to pick up the tab. She sucks being poor, doesn't it? It sucks being not famous.
I am happy to go tweet, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever you want me to do. I'll stand there and say,
"How many followers do you have on Twitter?"
I don't tweet.
See?
But I could.
It's of no value to Airbnb unless you have the millions of followers that she has on Instagram. And we should probably do that, though, for the station, though. The station could do that. We might get all kinds of perks. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
See, my head's like, I want, but I don't want to pay. I want... But I don't want to pay.
Well, she's not going to pay.
Is that an entitlement thing? I'm sorry.
here,
talking like a millennial.
Live in our mansion. Take some pictures.
Let's
because,
go to
you know, you're hot
Graceland.
And you're famous,
Memphis,
and that makes
Tennessee.
Us great.
Yeah, right? Start thinking about Graceland.
Can you imagine again. Her taking Snapchats and Instagram in front of Graceland? Think about that. Didn't that kind of turn your stomach?
That does turn my stomach.
Do you remember David Schwimmer?
Who? Oh, yeah, David. Yeah, of course.
We were on a break. That David Schwimmer.
That David Schwimmer, right?
He played Ross.
Ross, yeah.
On Friends. And then dropped off the radar.
Yeah. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, Ross.
Ross. I remember Ross.
We're going to pick it up.
You watch way too much Friends. Way too much Friends.
I actually do. I took a break for a while.
You did?
Because I was just sick of Jennifer Aniston.
How can you be sick of Jennifer Aniston?
But then she's funny on
that
show.
That's sacrilege. That's
it's
so
a funny
sacrilege.
Show. So during a recent interview, David spoke about the difficulty he had adjusting to his newfound fame when the show became a smash hit.
I like the way you say that. Sound
like it was Bob. Pretty jarring, and it messed with my relationship to other people in a way that took years, I think, for me to kind of adjust to and become comfortable with.
What did he just say? I don't know.
I think when he was a child, he watched way too much Star Trek. Because he,
oh,
I think.
Oh, yeah. I've never
because he's
two
got
two
that
together,
Captain
he,
Kirk twist.
He has the William Shatner thing. Yeah, he does now.
After Friends ended, David's co-stars immediately went on to big budget films or their own TV shows, but he went a different path performing on stage and directing until he played Robert Kardashian.
Yeah.
Until someone gave him work in the OJ miniseries.
Well,
and still he would hold his mouth open.
I would see that.
I just
want to
say, close your mouth.
I know, right?
Close.
Juice.
Ooh, close your mouth.
Juice. Ooh. Hey, proving once again that he's different, Jaden Smith.
That's
has finally
right.
spoken up about why he's the way he is.
Oh, jeez.
Jaden says he knows what it's like to feel like an outsider. Quote, I've always looked at life differently, says the 18-year-old actor, rapper, and fashion trendsetter. I always knew no one was going to understand me since before I could talk. And that's why I was quiet. I was very calm, very to myself. I could tell I felt about life differently than other kids. I could tell by the way they treated me. He knew this before he could talk. What a revelation.
I think Jaden's had a breakthrough.
I think that sums it all up right there for Jaden Smith. He does have a new clothesline, which he says is designed for girls that want to be tomboys and boys that want to wear a skirt.
Still looking for words.
You know who I think is looking for words? Seriously, I think it's his dad. But he, you know, he can't.
On one hand,
slap you upside the head, Jaden.
When I was a kid,
slap some sense into you, boy.
I played basketball and tennis, and I was a tomboy.
Yeah.
You know, basketball was my life. Yeah. I would eat and sleep and drink with my basketball. Yeah. I loved basketball. And I love tennis, but basketball was my love. See, the sad thing is if you looked at someone today like that, wow. They probably think, what?
Yeah, right.
I kind of get the whole new clothesline designed for girls that want to be tomboys but yet be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little off on the boys that want to wear a skirt.
Hey, you know what? To each their own.
They have kilts.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing that there's a place. There's a place. Jaden Smith's Misfits website. So
before he could talk, what was he thinking to himself?
These are the same kids who said they learned everything by not going to school, that they taught themselves, they know everything.
Before he could talk, he knew he was different.
Yeah.
How does he remember that? I don't remember things about before I could talk.
I don't remember anything from last week. All right, that's going to do it for us today. You can check us out all day long on our podcast site at thewhocaresnews.com, also on Stitcher, and soon coming to iTunes.
There you have it.
Have a great day. We'll do this again tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and listen for new episodes Mondays through Fridays. Check out our website at thewhocaresnews.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter too. Van Camp and Morgan can be heard weekday mornings live from 6 to 9 Pacific on BossBossRadio.com. For the Who Cares News, I'm David Schwimmer.